Northwest Airlines has made cutbacks in Milwaukee and the rest of the U.S. over the last few years, but it's now starting its first nonstop flights to and from Milwaukee, other than ones to company hubs in Minneapolis, Detroit, and Memphis. Northwest says it's trying to boost revenue with existing planes. Northwest denies it's trying to target Milwaukee-based Midwest Airlines, which is a lot smaller and apparently in tougher financial straits than Northwest. But some say if Midwest was stronger, Northwest wouldn't bother with the new routes. Analyst Robert Mann of New York says Midwest has only so much capability to fight back.
Just on the basis of, you know, depth of pocketbook, it clearly doesn't have the staying power or the depth of an NWA. But, you know, that being said, it is the hometown airline, and that counts for something.
Mann says a lot depends on Midwest's current attempt to renegotiate aircraft lease rates. Mann says he has a relatively small amount of Northwest stock. Minnesota-based analyst Terry Tripler of the travel agency CheapSeats.com says he has no financial connection to Northwest or Midwest. But Tripler says many air travelers have a comfort connection to Midwest.
Anyone who's flown Midwest Express or Midwest Airlines now and has experienced the legroom, the seat comfort, the service, etc., going to be quite shocked if they end up in a middle row of a Northwest Airbus in row 39 in coach. And I just can't see it succeeding.
For now, Midwest is Milwaukee's top carrier. Northwest says it and its subsidiaries are Wisconsin's top carrier. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.